Again, you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith and volleyball coach Chris McKim. Sorry about that. Because I know, talking about some of that, I think, what was it, Celine? I believe I was reading that they started a club team recently. And, you mentioned the West, going out west and seeing that Grand Rapids area. Is there anything closer to this area on this side of the state?
I believe there's a few kind of parochial or Catholic schools that are starting the program up. It's mostly private schools that are adding boys volleyball. And there is at least one club operating kind of out of the Detroit area. That we do have a recruit from, so we're pretty excited about that. His name's Andrew Solinsky. He's a 6'7" middle, so we're excited about him coming in. And we hope to bring in some more Michiganders.
That'd be nice. That would be nice to kind of help grow that. And I know the other thing that you've done very well is with the international students. And is that still something that's on your radar as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look across the landscape of the NAIA, the top programs are able to kind of fill their roster with kind of, one or two international guys at the very least. So we're always going to be open to recruiting, not only across our country, but we're going to be looking at the international recruits as well.
Coach, how many is it, I know you've been at Siena, then you left, I think, to go to Graceland, was it? And then you came back. Is this, with COVID, it's going to be, is this your second year as head coach?
Right. That's correct. I went out to Graceland, and then I just came back last year, kind of started last January.
Right.
So it's actually kind of one full year, but two seasons now.
Yeah, because of the fall season.
At, right.
Or the spring season. Right. Well, one thing I noticed, Coach, having been around a while, I noticed how much bigger your team has been, you seem to have a lot more, you've recruited a lot more size. Was that by design?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're certainly encouraged to get bigger. You can't teach height, and it's really important, especially in the front row, to have size. Cuts down on the distance, kind of time to contact would basically be the thing that you're really cutting down on. So from a blocking perspective, from an attacking perspective, it's just really important. Now, you can kind of make up for it if you work on your vertical jump and you can maybe be an undersized player and find success if you're technically sound. But, bigger just helps. It's no big secret. But at the end of the day, you still need to have ball control and you need to be able to pass well. So you can't skirt on those skills. But it certainly helps to get a little bigger in some of those positions. And, it's something that we're looking for.
Well, especially, we're going to talk with Zach in a bit. But when you look at when your setter's 6'5", that helps also.
Yeah, I mean, and you're going to see, the big thing in the stat sheet is the number of blocks. And I think Zach might have ended up being the second-best blocking right-side player, whether that be a setter or a right-side attacker in the country. But it also reduces the effectiveness of the other attackers and their hitting percentage. Zach doesn't get credit for, how many times the other opponent hits it into the antenna or hits it out of bounds. It just has to poke it in because he's afraid of the block. He's just kind of getting credit for those blocks. So it definitely helps to be 6'5", and to put up a big block like that helps the team out.
One of the things, Coach, that I just want to point out to our listeners is we started, volleyball, men's volleyball, around the 2010 area and maybe a little earlier, but then we got to the intercollegiate, we started club. And one of the things is that with the, when Coach Kim came on campus and did both, there was an upturn. So over the last 6-7 years, we've been successful in terms of wins and losses. But the other thing that's the story is how much our conference has grown. So if you look at a lot of the years from 2000, when the WAC, there was not a very many teams in our league. And if you can talk to our listeners about, you know, our conference, the growth in our conference, and how it's got to be better for you in terms of travel, too. You know what I'm saying? In the old days, we Chicago used to be our closest match. So talk about about the league, if you could.
Opportunities and challenges there. I think when we first started out with kind of the WAC conference, it was kind of like us, Lords,
right,
through Lawrence Tech. And then we actually had to combine with a few West Coast teams, like Benedictine Mesa of Arizona, I think it was Hope International, maybe Menlo out west. And we kind of had this hybrid conference of three WAC schools and three kind of West Coast schools to create a conference that would produce an automatic bid for the national tournament. So since then, I mean, we've added a Cornerstone and Aquinas. We've seen the addition of Goshen, Mount Vernon Nazarene, and Indiana Tech. So, yeah, a lot of growth throughout kind of the Midwest area, picking up men's volleyball. And a number of Division III schools have added, like our crosstown rival, Adrian College. So, you know, it's great in terms of being able to play high-level volleyball kind of in your own backyard. Not so great in that we have, you know, increased competition for the supply of incoming recruits. So now we have more regional competition, you know, recruiting kind of the same guys. But it's all good for the growth of the game.
Well, and then you also look, I mean, Indiana Tech and Lords are two teams that – are ranked nationally, so it makes this conference pretty tough.
Yeah, conference was very competitive. I mean, that's something that we, I think, alluded to when we spoke in the fall.
Yes.
That it was going to be tough top to bottom. Even the newer programs have developed, and they're catching up. And so the parity between teams is really small, and it's really any given night. You got to bring your A game or a little slip up here or there, and you're going to have an upset. So a lot of competition throughout the conference this year. I think 1 through 5 of our teams, I think, were receiving votes and or ranked at different times throughout the year. So very, very competitive. It was kind of tough to see Goshen left out of the conference playoffs when they were such a great team, beating, you know, ranked teams and receiving votes themselves. So very competitive, and you know, we're looking forward to the growth of the conference. We're adding, I believe, two schools next year. We should see Bethel University and St. Mary of Woods. They're going to be adding, and I think we should expect to see our conference tournament expanded to kind of more appropriately bring in that level of competition. So,
how large was the conference tournament, Coach? How many teams went?
It was just four. Four teams qualified for the conference tournament, so it was a semifinals, finals. So kind of that fifth, sixth team were left out, and you know, they were very deserving.
Yeah, that makes it tough, especially when you are so strong top to bottom, to be able to not have that many go. And I'm looking at the, you know, the national tournament. Well, we had both Aquinas and Indiana Tech move on for that.
Yeah, that's correct. So, I mean, you ended up, you know, Lords ended up not making it. And they were, you know, pretty much ranked the entire year, as high as fifth, and then maybe kind of falling off a little bit toward the end of the year. But high-quality program. And then, you know, us and Goshen both receiving votes. So, yeah, very competitive.
So did Aquinas win the WAC to be able to go then?
No, they got an at-large bid.
Okay.
They made it to the final. They beat Lords in the semis and then got one of the four at-large bids to make it to the national tournament.
Gotcha. So how did Indiana Tech do out there, Coach? I guess I should know this, but I don't.
They ended up dropping their matches. They played Georgetown and I believe it was Benedictine. So Benedictine ended up going to the semifinals. They were probably, maybe a little underrated with the initial seeding. Because they played very, very well throughout the tournament. But so Indiana Tech, unfortunately, saw them in the pool play.
Well, you had some big wins this year. What were your biggest wins?
I think the first, probably the biggest win was probably against Lourdes. They were ranked fifth early on in the season, and we were able to sweep them in three in a very competitive match. So that was kind of our big win there. But we beat Judson out of the Chicagoland Conference. They ended up going 24-4, so they were a very competitive team, kind of on the national level. So we beat them early on in the season too. Aside from that, beating Goshen late in the year was good for us, as they were receiving votes at that time.
Now, with Lourdes being as close as they are, is that one of your better rivals that you would say in the WAC, or is there another team that kind of is that rivalry match for you guys?
Yeah, I think Lourdes has definitely been a good rival, just because that has the longest history between two programs, right? Because they're, early adopters of men's volleyball. They've been in the conference with us the longest. I'd say recently it's kind of been maybe Indiana Tech has kind of been the big rival, someone that we're going to have to get past. Just a quality program, and they got the upper hand this year. So that's someone that we have a target on.
It seems like Indiana Tech's kind of a thorn in a lot of the sides here at Siena Heights.
Yeah, I would agree. They have really stepped up as one of the preeminent programs in the WAC. You had mentioned St. Mary's Woods. Now, where is that school located?
I think I'd have to double check, but I thought they were either in Indiana or Illinois.
Okay, because I know that, I was just curious, but that's great that the footprint of the conference bringing in these associate members has really helped the WAC in a number of sports, and it also has developed these sports. So, like during the days when we had to qualify for nationals every other year, we had to fund a trip to Arizona, and they would come here. And it's great that we can do that regionally. So I was just curious because I'm not familiar with St. Mary's Woods or where they're at. But that puts us at, would that be 9 teams or 10 teams in the league?
Yeah, it'd be 10 teams total. And then if we get another two, we'd be one of the largest conferences in the country, and it would give us two automatic bids to the national tournament.
So I'm looking at St. Mary's of the Woods, St. Mary's in Indiana. It's the oldest Catholic college in Indiana and expanded its mission to include men in all programs in 2015. So it's a very old, but it was mostly a women's school until just recently.
Does it say where it's at?
It just said it's in St. Mary's, Indiana, so I'm trying to find out.
I just, because they have the St. Mary's that's associated.
Right next to Notre Dame.
But they are, I think, a Division III that is a member of the MIAA, their women's program.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Okay. No worries. I just was curious.
I like to search for these things and go in deep dives when we're doing shows. Well, Coach, we just got another couple minutes with you. What is the big thing on that recruiting trail? How many spots basically do you have open because of a couple people still sticking around?
We're not going to hold ourselves to a certain number. In terms of if you find you're not going to say, oh, we're looking for three kids.
Gotcha.
But then if you ran across number four and you happen to be a phenomenal player, you're not going to turn them away. We're probably looking between four and six recruits to kind of fill our graduating class. But at the same time, we're going to keep our eyes open, and if anything were to pop up, we're not going to hesitate to bring them on board.
Coach, when your season is opposite, certainly our women's, right? The fall, talk about, now that we're so-called back to normal, and, what do you do in the fall with your young men?
Yeah, so we have 24 weeks of contact where we can basically run practice, and we'll use probably about, say, 13 of those weeks in the spring semester for official competition. and you kind of just work back from the playoff gate, and you fill that. And then you end up with basically 10 or 11 weeks where you can use that in the fall for training. So it ends up being usually about the last week of September, maybe mid-September, where we're able to start picking up the volleyball and get after practice. There's usually a few practices there where you're getting the new guys up to speed with the way that we do things, kind of orient them to the drills and the vocabulary. And then we're going to full team practices. And then at that point, you know, you're thinking 2 to 4 practices a week. Sometimes you maybe break it down into individual position groups. And other times you're bringing the full squad in so you can get some 6-on-6 play. It's a great opportunity. And it's one of the advantages you have as a spring sport is just you can really do a lot of coaching prior to that first day of competition.
Are you allowed any scrimmages or exhibition games in the fall season or in the spring season?
We're allowed 2 scrimmages, and they can be used in the spring or the fall,
right?
But we'll use those 2 scrimmages in the fall, and then we have a number of play days, and we'll probably use 2 of those play days as scrimmages in the fall to try to get 3 to 4 scrimmages.
I agree, that's a great
fall
idea.
Semester. Just to start experimenting with lineups. Give guys a lot of touches, and just, you know, keep them on edge and keep them engaged throughout the fall.
Well, and it gives you a great chance to look at them instead of just practice. It gets allows you to watch them in some competition as well.
Yeah, something about putting on the jersey and playing against guys from another institution just definitely brings out the best in everybody.
Yes, it sure does. You see a little different side of somebody when they actually, when you know it, it's meaningful. Well, Coach, again, thanks for the insight, and again, congratulations on a great year that you had, and you know, definitely best of luck and success moving forward.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to say you've really, in a short, 16 months or whatever it is when you came in, you have really put this program, you can even tell in the interview, I've just, this is your baby now, and you've done just a heck of a job, and I know all the people around the Siena community are very proud of you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. We're going to come back and talk to one of his current players who had a pretty good freshman season. We'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right after this here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially 1 tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica.
With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Hey, and welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith. I want to thank our sponsor, Siena Heights University, and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. And a little volleyball talk tonight. We had a nice chat with Coach McKim, and now bring in one of his freshman players who had a fantastic year and garnered some WAC honors as well. But Zach Tucker. And as a freshman, he's a 6'5 setter. And welcome in to Saint Sports Weekly, Zach.
Thank you.
Well, first thing I got to ask, how do you get to Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan, when you're from Chesapeake, Virginia?
My father lives about 20 minutes from campus in Ida, Michigan, and just saw the opportunity to from the school up close to him, and just thought it was a great opportunity to be around my dad's school.
I do remember that conversation now. As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, that's right. So, again, and it that had to be pretty nice to be able to have, you know, family local here to be able to come watch you play too, and be able to kind of, you know, even though you're far away from Chesapeake, you're still you've got some home cooking still.
Yeah, it was nice to have a little crowd at every little away game, and just nice to have a home away from home, you know.
I'll tell you, Zach, this is Coach Smith, and you had one of the best years of not only any freshman in our volleyball history, but actually in at Siena Heights, is it's hard to contribute at the collegiate level as a freshman, and you came in and had an unbelievable year. What were your goals as you started the season, and how close did you did you have these high of goals?
Some of my goals, my main goal for the year was just trying to be the best player and teammate for my team that I could to see. You know, as a setter, you got to get hit the ball to your hitters, and I was just really just focused on trying to fill a spot and be a setter, and just keep giving balls my teammate can get points for us. So really just trying to be the best teammate I could be.
You know, speaking of that with the goals and stuff, but coming into Siena Heights, coming out of the high school and club level, what was the competition-wise playing in the WAC? How much better was it and playing against maybe some bigger guys? What was the biggest adjustment you had to make from, you know, that level of the high school competition to what was going on in WAC play?
The WAC and just now at a collegiate level, it's definitely a lot more physical. You know, guys are jumping higher, hitting harder. The mental aspect of the game is clicking a little more. So you're definitely you got to show up for your A game, and just your mental side has to be clicking, and you got to make sure you're feeling good so you can jump high and hit hard with them. But really, it's just going from club to high school is really just like I said, physicality. You know, it's just you got to go from playing against boys to playing against men. You know, so. Definitely a big adjustment with all the high flyers in our conference, trying to adjust and be a better blocker against these guys. But, really just physicality is just crazy different from high school to college.
Zach, have you always been a setter?
I was a middle when I first started playing. And then one of my club coaches just randomly decided to put me as a setter, and worked out pretty well for me.
Yeah, well, it is, because one of the things Coach had mentioned is you were one of our top blockers also. And is that something, I guess, is that one of your strengths, is block? Has that been one of your strengths?
In the past, no. I was actually a really bad blocker. I just got told by my club teammates that for how tall I am, I should use stuff the ball straight down. So, I just really just think coaching and – tell me to just, you know, press my hands over the net and just really penetrate the player in the net. And I really just think that helped. And also, I'm jumping a little higher than what I was last year. So definitely think a little fire's returning a little bit, getting a little stronger. I just a little bit of coach's knowledge really helped me bring that level, that part of my game up a level.
Well, and a lot of times it might be just one little thing that all of a sudden, you know, coach might see in you that you were doing differently, and all of a sudden – made it click.
Yep.
You know, one of the things for our listeners, you know, setters many times are the quarterbacks, the shortstops, whatever you want to say, the leaders. And as being such a freshman, how long did it take you to gain the confidence of the hitters? Throughout the fall, or did it take even until you got into live game competition in the winter?
I would say I got a little bit of confidence with some of my hitters in the fall, but I would really say I really found out who I could trust in our first little weekend tournament up at Cornerstone. I really found out that Ramon Matos was really one of my should be one of my go-to guys, and that Mark Arsenal and Seven Blades could put a ball down when I need him to. So, I would just say that just set the pace of the year, and the three guys that I really like to rely on there, and even Jacob Pickett and Alex. I mean, really just that first tournament was just all about connection and really finding out what kind of set each of my teammates like. And, I mean, they all of the hitters contributed to putting balls away. So I would just say, first tournament really set a pace for the rest of the season.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You were able to find out who your hitters were. Did it take a minute for, you know, those guys to trust in you as well, to know where they wanted it? You know, you can pinpoint, okay, I know this is a guy and this is a guy. How quickly was it for them to be able to trust in you as well?
I think throughout the fall. The guys were probably a little nervous that they've had a senior setter that they've had for the past 4 years. You know, some of the guys had some really good connections with that setter last year. So I definitely think some of the guys were a little nervous coming in. I mean, Klaus, I forgot his last name, but our other setter, and both freshmen, I mean, I know some of the older guys who are hitters are definitely thinking are the freshmen going to be able to stay at the level that we're at. So I really think the fall started people started trusting me a little more, and then after that first tournament, after we got the start for my first game, when we played Adrian, I think just the guys saw that I could play and I could hang with these older guys, and you know, I want to win just as they do. So,
well, and I guess that's, you know, one of the things where coach talks about the you know, those preseason scrimmages and how you can check lineups, and that probably was able to help you guys instead of just practice, but actually able to get some game time in, so those guys could see, you know, how well you are going to be able to kind of run the floor as the setter.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, those scrimmages they always help. You know, they help everyone else. That one last part of the game that they're missing, it definitely helps everything kind of click and just everyone just matches together and really bring up the trust back on the court.
And you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, along with Siena Heights freshman, just finished his freshman year, Zach Tucker. Coach, I just wanted to throw that out there.
So, Zach, this is kind of a fanboy question here, but after you being out there, you know, in the program for a year, who are the, I guess, kind of some teams you look forward to competing against, you know what I mean, that you really want to beat?
I would definitely say that Indiana Tech is definitely probably number one for the guys. Last year, I know the guys traded 1-1 with them, so, and then this year they beat us 0-2. So I know the guys definitely, there's a little bit of salt in that room for the guys. And, they really want to just show that they can be beaten, because Indiana Tech went something like 25-3 this year. So I know that guys really want to show that we can beat them and we can hang with the best. And I would also say another one is Lord. I mean, I heard the guys say that they've been in the conference for forever, just like we have. You know, both programs start, I think, roughly around the same time, so just a lot of history. And I mean, they're only 45 minutes away, which is pretty close for colleges, I would say. And just guys, just again, they just want to win the WAC, so if they want to show that has some of the best volleyball players in the country, and the guys really really set on that one.
Zach, more on a personal level, you know, your adjustment to Siena, have you declared a major as of yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a criminal justice major with a minor in psychology.
Well, that's outstanding. And my next question is, what are your plans for the summer? Are you going back to Virginia, staying around Michigan, or?
I'm actually going to stay with my dad for the summer and work up here and okay. Really just try to play the game a little more up here, because the game's not too popular for high school boys around here. So we're just going to see what the Michigan vibe is and go up to the Great Lakes and play some beach tournaments and hopefully just kind of bring the men's game up a little bit around here.
That's awesome. Now, you got some guys from your area that, you know, maybe some of your club guys that you're trying to recruit up this way as well, or is you kind of letting all those guys stay south?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some of the guys, some younger guys that are in my club that I definitely keep an eye on and watch them develop and seeing if one day they can compete with us, which, I mean, majority I would say can. And there's definitely some of that on my team that I definitely wish came out there with me. I mean, America is a big country, and there's a lot of volleyball, men's and boys volleyball going on in America, so I definitely think we can pull from other places. But I'm always keeping an eye on hometown and seeing how volleyball is down there.
Well, and especially, I mean, as you mentioned, it's not as popular up here. So, you know, you do have to recruit out of the area a little bit. And I think, you know, probably some of your, you know, club players and that see the success you came in and had as a freshman that, you know, that might pique some interest in some of the guys down in your area.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the guys were definitely shocked at how high of a level these NAI people can play at. And, really just got to reiterate the fact to them that high-level volleyball can be found almost anywhere in the country. It's really starting to grow as a sport, and people are really starting to enjoy it.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, there's a lot of pockets around the country that are more NAIA than others, and so sometimes you get to an area where, you know, NAIA schools aren't very prevalent. They don't realize the level of competition in these NAIA schools.
Yeah, definitely. I would say in Virginia, there's not many. People are really focused on the Virginia Tech and the University of Virginia, biggest schools, I would say, probably in Virginia. And a lot of people are just focused on those two and don't really see all the tiny universities that have athletic teams that are pretty dang good.
That's right. Well, again, we appreciate your time and good luck. Again, congratulations on a great freshman year, and you know, best wishes going forward for the next few here in Adrian at Siena Heights University.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Once again, that was Zach Tucker from the men's volleyball squad here at Siena Heights. We're going to take a timeout and just come chat a little bit about what's going on campus here at Siena Heights University. We'll be back with more. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. I want to thank Siena Heights University, as well as Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash, as always, sponsors of the Saints Sports Weekly. And time to talk a little bit about a few other things that are happening on campus. And one of the biggest ones, Coach, Trenton Morrow, defensive back, safety from Siena Heights, has been invited to New York Jets as an undrafted free agent to work out and try out with them. So it's always nice when you're getting some recognition like that, and you're getting some people looking at you, and good luck to Trenton with that.
When I got into the studio tonight, you told me that. I had not heard that. I looked online and saw where five of U of M seniors were signed, and Morrow was a great player. When we did the spring game the other day, I was wondering, did he have a chance to come back as a COVID or not, because our two linebackers were just outstanding players. But I think we interviewed him in football. And what a – you know, it's certainly this next – few months are important, because I forget what they're called when they there's a certain name in the NFL when they all work out.
Yeah, well, there's the futures contracts, if you can get signed with that, but this is all their mini camps and stuff.
Yeah,
so he's
mini camps are, yeah, so key.
So he was invited to Jets mini camp on a tryout basis,
right? And that's the key for them as they get together, or but it really lets you know the quality of football that we have played up at Siena, as this is our second defensive player that's done that. And certainly Murrell, I've heard Cole.
Cole Merlin. That's the guy
Merlin
that
is getting a lot of looks. He's, what, 6'3", 230. But so
well,
much,
and he wrestles pigs, as we found
out.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, the one thing after we watched all this draft stuff, I don't know if you did, I did, which is I didn't realize – and I say this every year, I do realize, but I always come to realize, the measurables of height, weight, and speed in 40 and some of these certain cone drills determine as much as your tape, which,
yes,
surprises me. I don't know about you, Jeff.
No, it does me, because, I mean, I look at their, you know, the number one player taken.
Yeah. Had four sacks.
Yes. I mean, I don't know how he got any – he didn't play any games between the national championship game and the draft, and all of a sudden he just skyrocketed up the board, and so you wonder –
he killed it at the combine.
Yeah, and you know, the underwear Olympics.
Well, and really, if you – and I know we're getting off subject here, but we're watching now NBA basketball, and we see – the young man from, Michigan that plays for Golden State.
Oh, Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole. And when Jordan Poole announced that he was going pro, I was laughing.
Right.
I thought,
you,
hey,
weren't the only one.
You know, not that he just wasn't ready. Well, he hit, in a couple of these camps, he had unbelievable workouts. And he ended up going first round, late first round, guaranteed contract, and he's laughing at all us now. The guy scored 31. He scored, you know. So there is, I guess, a lot to say, though basketball is much different from football, but Trent must have good measurables.
Yeah.
And we knew he was a banger, and that's really outstanding for Coach Cone, him, his position coaches, and we wish him all the luck.
Yeah, that'd be, you know, it's nice to just to even have that possibility, because by doing that, it puts Siena Heights on the map a little as well. So, you know, not only with Trenton being able to do this, it also allows, you know, the rest of the guys to say, hey, if he can do it, so can I. You know, and again, at the same time, it allows Siena Heights to get on the map and say, okay, yeah, this is good. We need to look a little bit more around here for some of these guys.
Yeah, and Darius Price helped that with Siena because
yes.
We had a number of scouts through the Spencer Athletic Building. And, you know, certainly NAIA football, as you heard Zach talk about NAIA, you know, unfortunately, you know, NAIA, NCAA, well, really, the NAIA sports are super competitive, and our football, oh, my goodness gracious, you know, when you get up there and watch.
Right.
But the other thing, Jeff, is these USFL and these other
– Right.
Football is expanding where it used to be like, well, Coach Cone was – what did he play? The indoor football.
Right.
Whatever it's called.
Yep. The Arena League.
Arena League for a lot of years. But now there's much more opportunities – like golf does, where they have these developmental leagues.
Right. Yeah, and it does, and it gets you out there and able to get in and see what's going on. And again, you know, back to Cole Merlin, he's got, you know, 6'3", 230, you know, not ideal NFL linebacker size. I'm not sure what kind of speed he has to play, you know, move back to that safety, but, you know, he's a guy that does play all over the field, and, you know, he's somebody that I, you know, he's definitely on people's radar.
Well, and I'd heard the scouts very looking at him, but the thing is, what has happened is we watch NFL football, at least I do, is like running backs. You know, running backs don't go in the first, second round. They go later. And middle linebackers, the classic middle linebacker, we grew up, or at least I did a little older, but the Dick Butkuses and the Joe Schmidt, Sam Huffs, they're now really many times just two down players.
Yes.
And the great ones can stay on. Now, Merlin at 6'3", 230, you know, with I'm sure, but can you imagine he gets to somewhere? He'd be 6'3", 245, easy. You know what I mean? It's going to be how he runs and his side-to-side stuff because you know he likes to bang people.
That's for sure. And so hopefully he'll get a chance to do that. But we do have some stuff coming up. Also, the softball team did make it into the top eight. In the WAC, so they're going to be down at Pace Setter Park, being able to try to get that WAC championship, and they're going to have their work cut out for them, Coach.
Yeah, because I think they, you know, they're on one hand, this is just a great spectacle for me. That was one of my favorite days as AD. You go down there, they have four games going, and like any tournament, it's like the old tournament stuff with if any of you all played softball or whatever sport it is, and you get rolling in a tournament. If you get that first win, it's really exciting down there at Pace Setter, which is, gosh, it's only 25 minutes from Siena. But the Saints have an opportunity. They kind of struggled down the stretch, and they were in great shape at 1.9-5, and then they, I think, won one or two of their last seven or eight, and it hurt them pretty bad in the season.
Yeah, they have not been able to put runs on the board this last 2 weeks.
Which is something they hadn't had a problem doing, you know. Then I think the same day, that's Wednesday, is when our women's lacrosse team opens the national tournament, I think, at
Lawrence Tech. Yeah, that's like a 10 o'clock in the morning game.
Yes, it's 10 a.m., boy.
Now, the softball, they play against Madonna, who's number one ranked, and Saints made it as an 8 seed. So
yeah, which, you know, they were
they
fourth
snuck
or fifth.
Yeah, and, so they play that game. That's at 4. But the other teams, Indiana Tech, Aquinas, U of M Dearborn, who's a 2 seed, and Lawrence Tech, 7, and UNOH and Cornerstone are the other teams in it. They are, so, again, Madonna 1, U of M Dearborn, UNOH is 3, and Indiana Tech, the 4 seeds.
And, you know, they play all those, you know, four fields. You got all four games going at the same time. And the reason we start her so late, not we anymore, but the WAC is is because we're in the middle of finals.
Yeah.
So it gives everybody time to get down there and not blow another day. So most of them used to see buses. They blow in that day.
Right.
And because
it is kind of centrally located, which is nice.
Well, for us it is. But the Grand Rapids don't think it's so centrally located.
Yeah.
They'd rather... You know, but there's, you know.
Well, we only got to worry about Aquinas and then UNOH. Well, I guess Cornerstone's over there, too.
Yeah,
so.
but it is not bad. In the old days, if it was, you know, Grand Rapids, but it's a wonderful park, and it's, to me, just an awesome event.
Yeah, it is, and it's always fun to have those kind of things going on. And baseball finished off their weekend. I don't think they're going to be making it in. And we just found out that the men's lacrosse, who – lost in the finals to Indiana Tech, did not make the national tournament.
They missed by one. They ended up rated ninth in the country, and they missed by one spot.
Wow.
And the eighth spot was taken by a team that we defeated. I'm trying to think of the name of the team.
Oh, was that Benedictine?
Benedictine out of Kansas. But the reason they got in was they upset St. Ambrose in their tournament final, or if that rating, let's say, was stayed the same, we'd have won. But still, another great year in men's lacrosse, and especially given the last 2 years with COVID, hats off to Coach.
Yeah, that's for darn sure.
And his young men.
Yeah, yeah, they had another great year. And so, again, good luck to the teams that are playing this weekend, the softball team and the women's lacrosse playing in the national tournament, and so.
And I think our track team has conference. Their conference meet is coming up soon.
And they just had great wins at Concordia last weekend. So, well, once again, I want to thank our sponsors, Siena Heights University, as well as Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And we'll be back with next week with more Saint Sports Weekly, right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.